This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Arizona tomorrow, Hopi Indians will decide whether to bet on a casino. This will be a big cultural test for them. Most of the state's 21 other tribes already depend on casinos for a lot of their support, but the Hopi and the Navajo traditionally spurn gambling. As Daniel Crocker of Arizona Public Radio reports, hard times now prompt the tribe to consider hard choices.
Almost half of the country's more than 500 Indian tribes have embraced gambling as an economic engine. Last year alone, Indian casinos grossed $15 billion. Still, the Hopi tribe has observed all this from the sidelines. Lee Kwanwisioma, who directs the tribe's cultural preservation office, says in Hopi culture, the gambler is a formidable figure.
The gambler is called Hasokata. Is literally described as being half man and half goat, and is feared among Hopi people. This deity is a very significant contributor to the demise of society. It seems that the spirit of Hasokata is upon us again.
98-year-old Sam Shingaitua, who helped write the first Hopi constitution, agrees with that premonition.
Gambling is bad for the Hopi people. It's an evil, evil thing, because a lot of people, you never gain. 1 out of 100, you maybe make a little something.
But the Hopi Tribal Council thinks a casino is worth the risk. There's no industry to speak of amid the rocky mesas, wide canyons, and stunted pine trees of this remote reservation. The tribe's major source of income is from a coal mine it leases to an extraction company. But that revenue is expected to be cut in half by the end of next year. Unemployment on the 12,000-member reservation is a staggering 65%, and many homes still lack running water and electricity. Councilwoman Kathleen Shibola says there's a host of important services casino income could provide.
The revenue that is realized from gaming is going to be used for things like educational benefits, economic development, to enhance the social service programs that we have.
Shibola and other council members have touted gambling's benefits at public meetings in all 12 Hopi villages. They estimate a casino could earn some $12 million a year in profit. That would equal half of the tribe's current operating budget. Alex Healing was at the meeting in the Hopi village of Palaka and liked what he heard. He says he'll vote for a casino tomorrow because it would make Hopis more self-sufficient.
We don't have anything established on the reservation, and like I've said, we're letting the other outside people provide for us. There's a lot of ways that we could gain from the gaming issue.
But how much they would actually gain from a casino is unclear, according to Alan Meister, an economist with the Analysis Group in Los Angeles.
It isn't necessarily the case that it would be a successful business venture for every tribe. There are some tribes that are not located in areas where they could generate sufficient business to make it lucrative.
A handful of Indian casinos close to urban areas, in Connecticut and outside San Diego, for example, are enormously successful. But many smaller casinos barely break even. And a Hopi casino may face another challenge, close competition. Its neighbor, the Navajo Nation, is holding a gambling referendum of its own in August. The Navajos, the other holdout to Indian gaming in the state, are considering casinos across their vast reservation, from Lake Powell to near the Grand Canyon. For Day to Day, I'm Daniel Crocker in Northern Arizona.